No, thank you, orderly. I am quite sure we do not require a chaperone. I shall behave myself. I knew it would be you. There really wasn't any doubt. No, it'll be no trouble for me, but what about you? People will start to wonder if I have some sort of hold on you. Do I? Yes, this is a waltz. Well spotted, young man. I am particularly fond of this version. Don't live concert recordings just sound so much more visceral? What am I drinking? Do you think this is apple juice in my glass, boy? This place may be about as entertaining as a mausoleum, but luckily I am afforded a few creature comforts. Questions. I don't know if I'm going to answer them today. Not even the ones you ask in the interest of forensic psychology. No, I simply cannot abide when my gentleman callers lie to me. But the questions you ask are lies. You ask me about dates and times, about motivations, about victimology, about my father, the poor dear. And you correlate and collate and rat your papers, and the idiots on your committees nod and make approving noises. Really, I don't miss academia at all. But I digress. Your questions are all lies. No, they weren't always lies. Granted, they were driven by dry scientific curiosity rather than genuine interest in little old me. But they were asked with good intentions. Deny it all you want, but we won't be going any further today until you admit the truth. And you do want to go further with me, don't you? Are you going to make me say it? Very well. You conspicuously have never asked me the last question, the one all the other doctors and detectives asked, the one I never answer. Why was there never any sign of a struggle? Why was there never evidence of bindings? Why did every toxicology screening come back negative? Three questions, but really one. How did I keep my victims compliant to my activities? Especially when the blood really started flowing and the deliciousness started. Ah, so you admit it, but I wonder, are you really telling yourself the truth? Come now, we are adults. You are intelligent for a man. Strong, young, naive, yet willing to be corrupted. If I'm honest, quite my type. Perhaps not reflective enough if I had to offer a critique. After all, you know more about me than anybody else, so I think you know how I did it, and you don't need an answer. No, not to that question, but the one your body is asking. You feign innocence? Very well, I do like to play games. Your respiration rate is quickened and you have a noticeable flush high on your cheeks. The bulge in your pants is even more conspicuous than normal. Your nostrils flare as if searching for some specific scent. Your pupils are quite dilated and your eyes explore my body lasciviously. Your voice is lower and hoarse, and you've licked your delicious lips many more times than is socially acceptable. Deny it if you wish, but I will tell you this. If you gesture to those orderlies politely, they will turn off the cameras and open the cell door. We have an arrangement, and then I will answer your actual question. I assure you that you will be very satisfied with my response. guarantee your safety. Now what would such a strapping young man like yourself have to fear from a helpless woman like me? Why, if I tried anything, I'm certain you could have me pinned on the floor beneath you in no time at all. Good boy. Please make yourself welcome in my parlor. Oh, and do be a dear and remove your clothes. You hesitate. Why? While I stand in my standard issue skivvies before you, you stand in violation of all academic principles, unprotected in a cell with a woman convicted of murdering and suspected of consuming over 30 men. And you are concerned with the vulnerability of nudity? Are you afraid I will judge you and find you lacking? Good. Now that I can see what I am working with, I am most impressed. You wear bland clothes to conceal the fine lines of your body. This is understandable, given your line of work. You certainly would not want to be accused of sleeping your way to the top with all those lonely academic advisors. I'm going to caress your cheek now. React as you wish. A moan already? What a fine, sensitive boy you are. Do you like the smell of whiskey on my breath, boy? Spit in my hand. You're going to need some lubricant and you don't deserve any of mine. I'm going to stand behind you and stroke you now. Very nice. I can feel how hard you are. How your oh-so-full balls have drawn up tight. And you shake your head. Could it be you are still in denial, despite your situation and obvious arousal? I may be somewhat rough. I suspect any marks I leave will be appreciated, however. Although you may be distracted, imagine for a moment that you are extremely perceptive. Imagine that you are capable of reading the psychology of people from them bearing their clothes, their patterns of speech, even their breathing. Imagine if, after a few minutes, you could have a grasp of the greatest fears and their deepest, most concealed desires. Desires they won't even permit themselves to acknowledge. What wicked deeds could you make that person do if you demonstrated how you could fulfill those desires? For example, imagine if you were a research student. You are driven by ambition, but confused by uncomfortable thoughts. You want nothing more than to be the victim of this sensual psychopath. Cold, alone, exposed, and used. Nothing could possibly bring you more pleasure. Lay on the floor. Now. This is not a request. Tell me, is this how you imagined it? Did you think that I would allow you the luxury of my bed? But the floor is better now that you're on your back, is it not? Harsher in a way that you did not know you wanted. You may be cut by the whiskey-soaked glass that now lies on the floor, or I could rend you to pieces with my bare hands. You are prey. Look at you, so eager to follow my instructions. Why, you are practically dripping from that fine cock of yours. Good boy. I'm going to ride you now. I will not be gentle. In fact, I will be bruising. Are those tears? You become more delightful with each passing minute, pretty boy. For you, pain and pleasure blur, as does humiliation and affection. I could make some guesses as to your history, but really, what matters is the here and now, is it not? The satisfaction of having a woman ride you roughly while you feel the cold, hard floor beneath you with its many hazards. Oh, a particularly beautiful and deadly woman at that. Tell me what you want now. We've moved beyond these paltry illusions. Tell me. Good boy. I'm very proud of you. I mean that. Very few people move beyond the lies they tell themselves and reach the depths of their own id. Now, just as your body requested, and as you have no doubt fantasized, I'm going to choke you while I drain all of that lovely seed from you. That's right. Oh, good boy. Your breath belongs to me. You belong to me, boy. Oh, good boy. Good fucking boy. Good boy. Orderlies, I believe we're done here. I'm afraid my gentleman caller is quite spent. Do be dears and make sure that the body isn't found this time. And please ensure that the next one possesses more stamina.